This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by George Weiss, and we're talking about Mountaintop Music Center. And I know one thing that everybody's interested in is construction of the Majestic, so we will be talking about that. And at any time, you can go to mountaintopmusic.org. George, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
All right, so let's get into the construction of the Majestic. It's been a while, and I'm sure people are looking for an update.
Absolutely. I'm happy to come here and chat about that. This has been an exciting project since the onset when we bought the building way back in 2015, and we decided at that point that we were going to do some serious planning. It was a huge step for Mountaintop as an organization. We wanted to make sure that we didn't get in over our heads with a big project, and of course, folks who know Conway and know some Conway history know that that building has a wonderful history. It was built structurally to withstand the apocalypse, but they knew how to build buildings
right.
In the 1930s. Let me tell you, that place was solid, which we were so happy about when we first took over. But essentially, that was all it had going for it. There had been years and years and years of deferred maintenance in there, and of course, the building had been empty for a long time. What a lot of folks may not know, of course, people remember the theater and see the marquee and such, but that building is a little bit bigger than meets the eye from the sidewalk of Main Street. All told, there is about 16,000 square feet of space in that building. It's one of the larger buildings of the area, certainly of that vintage, and that's all set on 2 acres of Conway Village. Included in the building are 4 storefront spaces. Folks may remember the cafe that was in there before, and folks with long memories remember stores like Labden's Department Store, the Fashion Corner, the Conway Cafe was there. Before that, there was a supermarket in there. I read at one point there have been over 100 local businesses in that building in its history.
Wow.
Yes. And of course, upstairs, there were 12 office suites in that building originally. So a big project and many facets of it. And what Mountaintop set out to do in the planning stages at the beginning was make sure that we could revitalize all of those spaces, the entire building and property. So that was our big planning process, to bring those retail storefront spaces back to life as village retail storefront spaces, to take the upstairs of the building and convert it into the music school where we will move, and to bring back the Majestic Theater. Of course, the big exciting part of the project is to have a theater back in town and have that performing arts space available. So we set out to raise a goal that we set of $2.8 million, which, as far as we understand, is the largest capital campaign that's been run by a nonprofit in the Mount Washington Valley.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a tall order for us. So we wanted to make sure we did very good planning and make sure that our budgets would get that whole property revitalized. Now, of course, during the term of that fundraising, construction costs really spiked across that industry. So we were very fortunate that we didn't say, okay, we know what we could do. We'll take out a loan. We'll get this construction started. I'm very glad we took a measured approach so that as costs changed, we were able to adjust our planning so that we could still accomplish the entire goal and get that whole building back up and running. Of course, what that means we had to table was some wish list items, but we were able to structure the project in a way that the goal we set forth to do, to bring back the theater as a performing arts space and to bring back the retail, to bring back the upstairs, to make the whole exterior of the building look a heck of a lot better. We're able to do that, and then we'll be able to continue on and add back in some some niceties as we go, and some equipment and such that will help the theater be able to carry more different types of events, things like that. So finally, we're at this juncture where folks that have been passing through Conway Village have seen some real, true, actual construction going on. You see folks that are on site. That's the big update from us. We're very excited to welcome Cobb Hill Construction to Conway. They were the bidder who was awarded the contract. We had several pre-qualified contractors from all over the state, some local, some not so local, and we've been working with Cobb Hill Construction. We're also working with Bergeron Technical Services, who's our local project management. They've been invaluable because, as you know, our job is running a music school and not running construction projects. So having that local expertise has been tremendously helpful to us. The big portion of the work will come through Cobb Hill. They're using a ton of local subcontractors on this job. We're very happy to be able to put a lot of locals to work on this project. That's really important to us. Their main part of this project will take about 30 weeks, which is extraordinary to me for such a huge project. But to watch them work, I don't doubt it a bit. So they've just had plenty of people mobilize. Of course, the joke at this time is that there's more destruction than construction happening down there. It's all of taking out walls and getting things down to the systems so that we can work from the bones and systems of the building back up to all the renovated finishes.
Obviously, you're taking all the destroyed property down. I'm sure they'll probably take a look at a lot of the systems and say, what can we replace at this time? Because this is antiquated technology.
Absolutely. That whole building needs new plumbing, new electric, everything through and through, insulation, windows, and we're so happy to be able to do all of that. When we set out to do this, we didn't want to just put some coats of paint on it and hope for the best and move in. We wanted to really make that building a showplace. A big part of our motivation was to be able to give back to the community that's been very good to Mountaintop Music as an organization that's helped us grow and that's really supported the arts, the music lessons, the concerts that we've brought to the area. We know this building will help us do so much more with our mission, but it'll also serve as some downtown revitalization. It will be able to bring some more jobs to downtown through the retail spaces. Certainly, it's an economic driver through the theater and through events with local organizations and with organizations from out of town that will be able to bring in performers and different types of performing arts experiences that will be able to run downtown.
All right. Well, if listeners want to support, again, they can donate directly or they can take lessons with Mountaintop Music Center as well.
The best way to support, come take a music lesson, come attend a concert, help us do what we do.
George, thank you so much for coming into Drive Time.
My pleasure. Mountaintopmusic.org gets a little bit more information. We also have some very basic information up at conwaymajestic.com and the Majestic Theater on Facebook, where we'll be posting updates and pictures as the construction goes, so you can like the Majestic Theater on Facebook or look for Conway Majestic.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.